Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Do you live to work or do you work to live? Take the world-famous detective, for example, Sherlock Holmes, whose whole life is his work. Except a theatrical reboot of Sherlock's story has just opened in Toronto, starring David Arquette as the detective and Toronto's Kyle Gatehouse as his flamboyant rival Moriarty, and this version sees it a different way. Holmes is not an obsessive, compulsive, driven genius. He's a drug addict whose giddy laughter sets the stage. This guy is a self-absorbed ninny and not very bright. It's Watson's skillful storytelling who turns him into the legend. It's an interesting twist. But getting back to work, this week I'm looking at three more movies about people at work. There's an American chef in London, an investigative journalist in New York City, and a Spanish barista in Berlin. I liked all three of these movies, but each one for a different reason. Burnt, directed by John Wells. Adam, played by Bradley Cooper, was once a top chef in Paris with two Michelin stars, but he squandered it all in a crash and burn blowout, leaving fellow chefs in a lurch, fired, bankrupt, or even in prison. So he hides himself away for 5 years and then reappears, this time in London, trying for his third star. But he's homeless, friendless, and penniless. Somehow, though, he manages to convince the chefs, whose lives he ruined, and the manager, Tony, played by Daniel Brühl, who bankrolled him, to give him one last chance. He injects some new blood into the mix, a stubborn single mom named Helene, played by Sienna Miller, who's a master sommelier and says Adam is 5 years behind, and a young but ambitious cook he discovers at a local sandwich shop. But can Adam run a flawless restaurant that's creative enough to win three stars? Or will his fiery temper and his drug history destroy him once and for all? Burnt is just the kind of movie I thought I'd hate. Big star playing a self-centered prima donna in a superficial story. But I actually ended up really liking this one. Bradley Cooper is entertaining and believable as Adam, and the rest of the cast, all the people in the kitchen, it's like a whole bunch of Bradley Coopers from all across Europe. Germany's Daniel Brühl is the manager. He's really big right now. Ricardo Scarmaccio, who plays a jailbird chef, he's a star of some of Italy's best movies. France's Omar Sy, another sous chef, was in Untouchables. And UK's Sienna Miller, as the female lead, is also sympathetic. So big, great cast. If you're in the mood for a light foodie movie, Burnt is the one to see. Truth, directed by James Vanderbilt. It's post 9/11 at CBS News in New York City. George W. Bush is in the White House. The U.S. has invaded Iraq in a fruitless search for weapons of mass destruction. So Mary Mapes, played by Kate Blanchett, is a prize-winning journalist. She's the one who broke the infamous Abu Ghraib story about the torture of prisoners by U.S. soldiers in Iraq. Now, she produces stories for reporter and anchorman Dan Rather, played by Robert Redford, at 60 Minutes Wednesday, the second edition of the very popular news show. So around this time, there are lots of headlines in the papers about George Bush's military record during the Vietnam War. He never saw combat. Instead, he served safely in Texas with the National Guard. So this is well known. Then a reporter named Mike, played by Topher Grace, discovers some new evidence and a credible witness that adds a new twist to the story. He says Bush never served in the National Guard at all, only on paper. And the anonymous witness gives him copies of letters and documents that prove his theory. So MAPES brings in lots of experts to attest the authenticity of the handwriting on the documents. But right after the story plays out, online conservative pundits begin to question its authenticity. And some of the witnesses and experts start to retract their statements. So the story morphs from the expose itself about George Bush into a so-called scandal about the reporters and their documents. So will CBS News bow to conservative pressure and leave MAPES, and possibly Dan Rather, to take the blame? Or will it back its journalists? So truth is not a fast-moving political thriller like All the President's Men or something like that. Rather, it's a slower drama about the demise of investigative journalism. Okay, it's a little bit preachy in its telling of the story, but I really like this film a lot for the ideas and the precise telling of a little-known piece of history. The movie records the backstage drama at CBS's once-respected news show. And Cate Blanchett, I have to say, is fantastic as Mary MAPES. Another reason to see this. Victoria, directed by Sebastian Shipper. Victoria, played by Laia Costa, is a Spanish woman who works in a Berlin cafe on the early morning shift. One night, as she leaves a nightclub to get some sleep before work, she meets four guys who had just been denied entrance into the same club. They are real Berliners, they tell her, not like those posers in the club. So they're scruffy, working-class guys with not enough money and too much time on their hands. Their nicknames are Zona, Boxer, Blinker, and Fuss, played by Frederick Lau, Franz Rogowski, Burak Yigit, and Max Mouth. For whatever reason, Victoria finds them charming, especially Zona, and spontaneously agrees to hang out with them as they wander the deserted streets of Berlin in an impromptu birthday party. But the tone changes when Zona asks a favor from Victoria. The favor is they need a replacement for Fuss for a quick job right now that Boxer, who's an ex-con, has agreed to do. And Fuss is just too drunk to do it. So they need a fourth person. Turns out the job is not what she expects. It's an early morning bank heist involving money, guns, and lots of danger. So is it all going to work out, or are Victoria and Zona falling in love with each other? And can a few short hours before dawn completely change a person's life? Victoria is a remarkable movie that unfolds on location in early morning Berlin. What's amazing is that it's almost 2.5 hours long, shot in real time by a single handheld camera. No cuts, no breaks, no editing. It's one constant shot. This includes violence, action, love scene, chase scenes, everything. Shot as it happens. I've never seen anything like this. It's a good story too, but it's the technique, that single unbroken shot that really sets this movie apart. Burnt, Victoria, and Truth all open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. And Sherlock Holmes is playing at the Ed Mervish Theatre in Toronto. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.